The boat was hurled across the waves, taking on more and more water until it finally capsized just off the Italian coast. Several people died, including a Syrian nurse who had braved the crossing to Europe with her husband and two children. Her body was recovered, and her husband decided that her death should not have been in vain, allowing her liver and kidneys to be used for transplants. Three Italians on a waiting list received her organs. This young Syrian woman's death is one of many recorded by the United Nations refugee organization, the UNHCR, in recent weeks. The number of Syrian refugees trying to reach Europe has increased dramatically in the last 3 months. Though most try to make the journey by land, UNHCR spokesman Babar Balogh said that many attempt the more dangerous sea crossing because land borders are closed. Syria's neighbouring countries, which have already taken in over 2 million refugees between them, are now becoming increasingly reluctant to accept any more.
In Egypt, things are getting tough for Syrian refugees. Initially, when the Syrian crisis started, Syrians could get into Egypt and were welcomed open-heartedly. But since the change of the government in July, we have seen that there are now restrictions on Syrians who are in Egypt. So now, if you're a Syrian, you need a special visa and then a lot of security screening.
For that reason, many Syrians have begun seeking shelter in Europe. Bill Frelick, a refugee specialist at Human Rights Watch, says many who have made it as far as Turkey then try to travel on to Bulgaria, a member of the European Union. But those who don't make it to Turkey have to find another way. So they travel south until they reach the Mediterranean coast, where more and more Syrians are now attempting boat crossings. Between early August and mid-September, the UNHCR documented more than 30 successful crossings from North Africa to southern Italy. Around 3,300 Syrian refugees made it to Europe via this route, including 230 unaccompanied children. Most of the boats start from Egypt, though recently many have also launched from Libya. Neither route is easy, says Frelick.
The major migration route that had been through the Sinai has in some respects closed down entirely because both Israel has built a fence and also because the insurgency in Sinai has heated up to such a degree that it's an extremely dangerous place. We know less about the route going westward from Egypt, but we do know that some Syrians have been caught, you know, trying to exit Egypt and have been put into deportation proceedings.
Faced with these obstacles, some Syrians travel further west to Libya in the hope of finding a boat. But the situation there is not much better. Frelick points out that there were no laws protecting refugees during the reign of dictator Muammar Gaddafi, and that the new Libyan government hasn't changed this.
Libya has not signed the Refugee Convention, has no refugee law, has no capacity to provide asylum to people. Going back to the Gaddafi days, there was no system set up, and now there's hardly a state that's functioning either. So it is sort of a black hole, so to speak, where there's a lot of xenophobia. There have been militias that have preyed upon sub-Saharan migrants in particular.
Frelick says the crossings are poorly organized and the boats are unsafe.
Clearly there are people that have boarded boats that have ended up sinking at sea, boats that were not seaworthy, that were dangerous, in some cases people being forced onto them at the last minute.
By this stage, though, many of the refugees have already paid for the crossing, and the people smugglers care little whether the passengers survive it. Meanwhile, European governments continue to argue over how to deal with the situation and the increasing number of Syrian refugees. Helen Sini, DW.